Zimbabwe needs a new culture of politics that is based on transparency, tolerance, respect for diversity, that is based on service.
Mr. Ndlovu, if you would come in there, looking at the role of opposition politics in Zimbabwe, as a ZANU-PF Central Committee member, what's your view on the emerging political parties in Zimbabwe?
Which political parties?
We have a few. There's Transform Zimbabwe, for example, from Mr. Moses Nkomo here. There's Progressive Democrats of Zimbabwe. There's another one called Zimbabwe First.
You know, people should not form political parties for the sake of forming political parties. Throughout the whole world, there are only two political parties. One either represents the social ideas of socialism or the capitalist ideas, and is being used by capitalists to propagate their ideology. So some people can be used by capitalist parties. Whether there's 1,000 parties or not, what I know is that one is either an oppressor or oppressed. Those are the two main political parties. So I don't believe in a multitude of political parties.
Mr. Nkomo, your response there?
Yeah, I think that's a misguided conclusion, because socialism and capitalism are simply systems of economics, and they're not even, strictly speaking, political systems. They are economic systems within which politics operates. But we believe, coming home to Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe needs a new culture of politics. New in the sense that we have a ruling party which describes itself appropriately as a liberation movement. And its mandate, which we acknowledge and respect, was to liberate the country. And that was done in 1980. Now we're in the 21st century. We need a political system that is up to date with the 21st century dynamics of society.
Let me just have Mr. Ndlovu come and respond to what you're saying there, the issue that ZANU-PF itself is not able to carry on its mandate.
One thing, ZANU-PF, or let me say ZAPU and ZANU, were not merely formed to liberate the country and end there. We're clear when we fought for this country as to what we intended doing, that is to return the land to the people of Zimbabwe, to eliminate all forms of evil, racial discrimination, which was being propounded by the British government and their next of kin in Zimbabwe. And since 1980, we have ruled this country according to what we had agreed. So it is neither there or there for people to say ZANU-PF was not mandated to rule the country.
But Mr. Ndlovu, Mr. Nkomo is saying that ZANU-PF itself is not running the country properly now.
ZANU-PF is still striking against the world imperialism as a party. Their representatives in Zimbabwe, in the form of political parties or opposition political parties, opposition to what? So ZANU-PF is still in the struggle. You know, let me put it this way. ZANU-PF up to date is still a mass movement party. It is comprised of people from all classes, and those social classes are in ZANU-PF, and they will struggle within ZANU-PF to fulfill their mandate as social classes.
And Mr. Nkomo, I'll come back to you. Your response?
It's not just the MDC that is fighting. ZANU-PF itself is burning, it's imploding. The MDCs, the renewal team, are imploding, which is why it is necessary for a new party which comes with a clear mandate. And as Transform Zimbabwe, we are very clear as to what Zimbabwe needs to take it forward. We promise strong principled leadership, prosperity based on an open, inclusive and competitive economy, a new culture of politics, like I mentioned earlier on, and the ability to unlock the potential which is in human beings.
Mr. Ndlovu, looking at the electorate in Zimbabwe, will they buy what Mr. Nkomo is saying?
People of Zimbabwe have seen it through. Those who participated in the struggle, those who know what Zimbabwe is all about, those who know that political emancipation is not about forming a political party, which is not based on ideology. There is no one can distinguish politics and economics. They're just the same, because politics is based on the economic system. And then for them, it seems like it's folly for one to think it can transform something which is already there. It's not possible.